C's of salvation. Basic, simple, easy to know. Practice it ahead of time. That's what we do on the dummies. We practice pushing on the chest, breathing. To make a difference in people's lives. Turn with me in your Bible to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. If you do your questions this week, let's run through those questions. We've got 2 weeks, 1 week left in our book, our new books are in. Run through our questions Monday. What did Andrew do for his brother? What did Andrew do for his brother? Say it again. Took him to Jesus. He brought him to Jesus. Amen. Tuesday. Great confession of Peter that Peter made. Kelly. Amen. That thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Whom say you that I am? And he said that. Explain the personal knowledge of Christ, why it is necessary in soul winning. Because if we know Jesus Christ personally, we have personal salvation. We can then in turn share that with others. Luke 16, biblical description of hell. Luke 16, give a biblical description of hell. As in Luke 16, give me one of the things that we see in there. Flames, we see fire. Say it again. Torment. Not this place of torment. Okay, amen. Romans 10:13, the promise of God, the promise of God's word to those who call upon his name will be saved. Amen. It's a promise. According to John 6:37, what's the promise of the Lord Jesus to all those who come to him for salvation? I will in no wise cast you out. I believe that's what it was, right? Sorry. Mrs. Ravert, would you buy me a watch this week? I did it again. Kelly, can you make that save the time? There's a button on the side, and I grab it every time. And then, lastly, what kind of life has the Lord given to those who are his children? What kind of life? I don't have my answers written in front of me. Anybody have that one written down? Oh, thank you. And I'm the teacher. Sorry. The Lord is good. Amen. One by one. Pardon me, is our lesson. One W-O-N, one by one, O-N-E, one. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. God has entrusted you and I with a sacred responsibility, and that is sharing the gospel with the lost. Sharing the gospel with the lost. It's you and I that are going to win people to Jesus Christ. It's one-on-one, one by one. In John chapter 1, verse 40, John chapter 1, verse 40 through 42. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which being interpreted is a stone. Here they'd been looking, following John. follow John was not necessarily probably a popular, fun thing to do. This is a guy that was out there preaching, somebody's coming whose shoes I'm not worthy to loosen, but I'm here to prepare the way for him. And he preached about the coming Messiah. Then here they are, and they see him. And John says, that's him. That's him. And the other guys say, wow. And then they go with Christ that day, spend some time with him. And then he leaves there, and he goes and gets his brother Peter. In your lesson, we read of Andrew telling his brother Peter about Christ. The Bible says he brought him to Jesus. Peter was one by one. It is truly wonderful to be used of God to speak to people about the Lord Jesus and to win them to Christ. Let us bring together some of the things we've learned about soul winning and ask God to stir us and equip us to win the lost. We're in the 12th lesson of following Christ in fishing for men. We've had memory verses that the Lord will use. We've had different lessons starting out on our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then following through sharing Jesus Christ with others. Pastor Clarence Sexton, how many of you know Pastor Clarence Sexton? Ever heard the name? He's okay. He's running a church in Powell, Tennessee. 2,000 or 3,000 people running the Crown College, Bible College of Mrs. Ravert. How many kids in the Bible College? 1,000 kids in the Bible College, training kids to go off and serve the Lord, love the Lord, training them to be witnesses out in the world. He developed, Pastor Sexton developed this, what we're about to go through, the simple presentation of training Christians to win the lost to Christ. The following is that presentation. This presentation obviously coming from Pastor Sexton, not from myself, although I will have thoughts in here. A man that personally, I'm sure, has won many, many, many souls to Jesus Christ. A man that has influenced others to go out and win souls to Jesus Christ. A man that believes in missions. Someone once said, the closer you come to Christ, or the closer you come to mission work, the closer you'll be to Christ, because that's the heart cry of Jesus Christ, to go out and win the lost. Mission work. In preparation, know for sure that you have eternal life. Know for sure that you have eternal life. I dare say most of us in this room today know that we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. We can hopefully think back to the day, the time, when we realize our sin and what our sin was doing to us and where it was sending us. And we can probably relate that story. You need to be able to do that because that's then the easiest way to relate the gospel message to others, is by what Christ did in your life. If you know Jesus Christ is God's Son and that he has changed your life, you're ready to go tell others as long as you understand what he has done for you. Know the way of salvation and carry a New Testament. There's only a couple of New Testaments over there. If you don't have one, you should probably maybe get with Frank. He orders stuff in pretty fast. They're $15, but have a New Testament. It's nice to have, because when you're talking to someone and you're trying to remember maybe going through the Romans Road, what 310, 323, and the different ones, and you're mixing them up in your mind. If you get nervous like I do, I get nervous. It's nice to be able to pull out the New Testament, go right there and take those verses. The ABCs of salvation. I want to give you just a simple Simple thing, probably already know it, but the ABCs of salvation, the very basic stuff of salvation, man needs to do, A, he needs to acknowledge his sin against the holy God. He needs to acknowledge his sin against the holy God. Taking the gospel to people, it's nice maybe to try to stay in one portion in your Bible. You're not moving around, but that's totally up to you. There's a lot of good verses from cover to cover in the Bible that you would use in witnessing. Romans Road is a pretty simple one. I'm not sure if we have those tracks here. I would think we do, or something close to it. But you can stay right in the book of Romans and all your verses are there. All your verses are there. First of all, man needs to acknowledge his sin before a holy God. You would give them Romans 3:10, as it is written. There's none righteous, no, not one. You could give them Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you want to write these down, you can, or you can listen to it later and write them down, or you probably already know them. And then Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, explained to them Adam, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for the all have sinned. Man needs to acknowledge that he sinned against the holy against the holy God. B, you must believe. You must believe. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and that he rose again. And then again in the Romans Road, you could take them to Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. They must believe in Jesus Christ. They must believe. Our verse last week, our verse 2 weeks ago, was Acts 20:21. Acts 20:21. Can somebody say that by any chance? Acts testifying. Those are the two things. Repentance towards God and then faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. There they are. Man, the ABCs of salvation, the very basic stuff, must acknowledge, first of all, that he's a sinner. We're sinners. We can relate that with others, that we're sinners. We've all come short of, we've all told a little lie sometimes in our lives. We've all done something. We're sinners. And when we broke God's law, that put us against God. Secondly, they must believe that Jesus Christ died for their sin. Then thirdly, Romans 10:13, they need to do what? Somebody give me the C. Romans 10:13. They need to confess? Okay, I would say call, because Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Or confess, actually in two would be confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. But they need to call on his name. That's where salvation comes from. Three basic, easy, acknowledge their sin before a holy God. Believe that Jesus Christ died for them to pay for their sins. And then call upon him. Romans 10:13, Romans 10:9. Somebody give me 10:9. Out loud. Is it? Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, right? Is that it? And shalt believe in thine heart that God has risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believeth in the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. The ABCs. The very basic life-giving thing that lost man needs. We need to know the way of salvation and carry a New Testament. If you're at work, these are carrying your back pocket, actually. They get a little curved, but they'll carry in your back pocket. I left mine out at Christmas time out at the kids' house in Vancouver, but carry that with you. know God's word so you can share it with others. Your scripture memorization. I talk about being at work, because I'm at work a lot. I work 5-12s this week and an 8. But that's where I meet most of the most people. And if we know those verses, we can share them with them. We can be standing in a line, they can be packing parts, and you can be yakking with them. Hey, let me tell you. Speaking with a girl last night, lives up that way. She's going out to church this morning. Unfortunately, it's not a church that's going to be preaching probably God's word, but hopefully we'll get a chance to share with her more. We look for those opportunities. The author here says, look your best. Give attention to your appearance. He talks about two types of evangelism. He talks about personal contact, where we meet them in our lives. And he talks about knocking on doors, planned. He talked about planned. When we're going out on planned witnessing, planned door knocking, he says, give attention to your appearance. Look good. Comb your hair. Brush your teeth. All those basic things. Look good. You're an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, look good. Men, look sharp. Look like Christian men. Ladies, look like Christian ladies. We don't want there to be confusion as to what's walking up their sidewalk. Two men, two ladies, whatever. But we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ. So we do wanna look good. And if they wanna misconstrue us as a Mormon or as a Jehovah's Witness, we certainly are witnesses of Jehovah. So they got us right there. All right, the realization. We need to realize men are lost all about us. Realize men are lost. The people we come in contact with, were sitting at a picnic table last night, slipped outside the building there, and all the lines were running. I thought, I'm going outside. And a guy come out and just sat, and he's talking about cars, and I'm thinking, okay, how do I turn this conversation? How do I turn this conversation? And he goes through that here. Look for those opportunities. Realize men are lost. I'm standing on the back porch of someone one time. The neighbor throwing garbage over the fence onto this property. He says, I hate that. And I looked at him. I said, that guy's got a worse problem than throwing garbage on his on your property. I said, he's lost. He said, you're right. How could I have been so short-sighted? It's easy when he's throwing garbage on your property. It's not like he doesn't know you live there. But realize men around us are lost. Be conscientious of that. They're lost. And we might be their last opportunity to go. And Ford Motor Company, there's, I don't know, 800 people in the plant. People are dying all the time. There's always something on the board. You know, the thing out of the newspaper, so-and-so is survived by, and they're gone. They're people that you worked with one day, and the next day they're gone. So we need to realize they're lost. Take little opportunities. Be conscious of lost people around us. Pray and seek God's filling of His Spirit to help you see others as lost men and their need. See them in their need. Realize someone told you. Somebody told you. Somebody told me. I need to go tell others. The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love. That is our debt to mankind. We owe them. We owe them the gospel. Owe no man anything but to love. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Whatsoever I've commanded you, whatsoever the Lord has commanded us. And that's how it goes. Then they go tell someone and they grow up, and they go tell someone and they grow up. And then finally someone knocked on mine and your heart. knocked on our door, however it was we came to know the Lord. But it was one by one by one by one by one. That's how the gospel was carried on. Realize men without Christ are lost and going to hell. They're going to hell. They're going to hell forever. Not for a little while, but forever. We did Luke chapter 16. In fact, it's our memory verse. Luke 16, 23. Somebody? And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He understood there were people that weren't in hell. He understood there were people that were in heaven. He understood he was in hell. And he came to understand he was never leaving. He became a soul winner. Send Lazarus to my brothers, that they not come to this place of torment. A Christless life ends in a Christless eternity. A Christless life ends in a Christless eternity. Realize Christ can and will save. He saved you. He saved me. Will he save others? He certainly will. Little girl named Mary, you can look this up on the internet. Little girl named Mary, Sunday school teacher said, next Sunday, anybody that brings a visitor to this class is going to get a star next to your name on the attendance board. And the little girl all week long thinking, Lord, who can I bring? Who can I bring? End of the week's coming, nobody. She had nobody to bring. She thought, Dad will go. He'll go for me. She invites her dad. He comes to Sunday school. He gets saved. He's a stutterer. He stutters, he limps. Plays a fiddle on Saturday night in one of the square dance clubs. His name? Stephen Paxson. Anybody ever heard of him? Started 1,300 Sunday schools after that because he realized how important it was. Started that many. That became his goal. Got on a horse, rode 100,000 miles, they estimate, in his life on a horse. Won 82,000 children to Jesus Christ. His horse walking down the road, if there were children there, would automatically stop because he would preach to them. And the horse knew it. Someone borrowed his horse one day, and he couldn't get the horse to go past the kids. He'd have to say some words, and then the horse would move on. But little Mary said, Dad, would you go with me? And he got saved. She made a difference in his life, and he made a difference in other people's lives. Stuttering. He was stuttering. He wasn't the sharpest guy around to stand up and speak in an eloquent speech. 1,314 Sunday schools. That was his ministry. She made a difference. You and I can make a difference in people's lives. Edward Kimball, Sunday school teacher, young boys' class, thought, man, I've got to get through to these kids. One of his pupils works at a shoe store. He goes to he thinks, I've got to get Jesus Christ to that pupil. He goes down there, and he gets to the shoe store, and he walks by. He's thinking, I'm too nervous. I can't do this. I don't like confrontation. I don't like this. He goes into the shoe store. The boy's in the back room. He goes back there, and he shares the gospel with D.L. Moody. Great evangelist. Great evangelist. He made a difference. He was one. D.L. Moody was one by one. That Sunday school teacher took the gospel to that little boy in the back room at the shoe store there and made a difference. Made a difference. He was one by one. We didn't get very far, did we? No one is so lost or so blinded by sin that Christ cannot save them. Jesus Christ will lighten their hearts. What a glorious thought that if they will but put their faith and trust in him. Realize God will use you to win souls. God used a little girl to win her dad. And then to win 82,000 people because she invited him out to Sunday school and the gospel was preached and he responded. Visitation, go with a purpose. Purpose not to be so that we say, well, I went. No, the purpose to be the desire to make a difference in someone's life, to make a difference. Let's don't let them fall by the time clock and die. Let's take the ABCs of salvation and let's take them to them. Let's make a difference. Let's one of us win one of them. When going on planned visitation, planned soul winning, see, he says go by twos. And we see that in the New Testament. Go by twos. The confrontation, that's the hard part. Some of us get very nervous at confrontation. I do. If I get nervous enough, my words get all twisted and turned and everything else. But we need to go. If we had a job of taking a gospel tract with a $10,000 bill in it and handing it to people, would you, ma'am, could I give you $10,000? Would we be afraid to say that? No, but we tend to shy away from, ma'am, Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for you, and God has a wonderful plan for your life. God wants you to be saved. Why can't we do that? God wants to make a difference in your life for all eternity. We could give her 10 grand. Oh, that'd be fun. But why don't we give her the gospel? Because we stumble over our words. Because we don't know what to say. Because we might be embarrassed. You think I'd be getting used to it by now. I'm not, though. I still get embarrassed. We can make a difference in people's lives. The confrontation. Begin the conversation casually as we meet people. Obviously, door knocking is going to be different than personal contact with people like at work. At work, we're going to begin the conversation and try to turn it away from the guy's car to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, discern the person's true spiritual need. As you talk with them a little bit, you find out where they're at. Find out what's going on, who they are, what they do. People generally love telling you about themselves, for the most part. People must hear the gospel. People have to hear the gospel. If you've trusted, as we talk with them, let me ask you a question. Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? That's an easy question. Is it hard to do? Yes, it can be. I had a friend named Greg Ross, went to Bible college with me. We used to play tennis together and have a lot of fun together. Greg witnessed to everybody. Everybody. It didn't matter to him. Are you a Christian? The guy said, no. Why not? Why would you not be a Christian? Let me tell you what it has to offer you. And he witnessed to everybody. Man, the guy was amazing. He called me years later, wanted me to assist him pastor under him. I said, I don't know. No, not me. But take it out there. Take the gospel. We've got something. It's very basic. All they have to do is acknowledge that they've broken God's law. Then they have to believe that Jesus Christ died for them to pay for their sin. Then all they have to do is call. The ABCs of salvation. The ABCs of salvation. Stay with your Bible. When you're going through your Bible, stay with it. Try not to run to other things. Stick close to God's word. It's got the answers for their problems. Stay on the subject of salvation. Stay on the subject. We've got to show him he's a sinner. They've got to know he's a sinner, because until there's a problem, he can't get it fixed. He has to know he's a sinner. Show him the wages of sin, Romans 6:23. Explain to him Christ paid his sin. Again, Romans 6:23. Review the main points. He has to acknowledge that he's a sinner and has broken the law of a holy God. He has to believe, and then he has to call. Acknowledge, believe, and call. Romans, you can, six verses out of Romans, eight verses out of Romans. And there's tons of verses everywhere you can use. Then state, let's have prayer. Encourage them to pray and help them to know what to pray. Help them to know that they got to pray that they're sinners. They've got to realize, confess to God that they're sinners. Then they have to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for their sins, and that they indeed can be saved. The invitation, Romans 10:13. The explanation, Christ will make himself known to those who call on him for salvation. Give the new believer verses of assurance. God will keep his word. John 3:16, give them that verse of assurance. Romans 8:38, 39, John 10:27, 29. Take God's word to him. Manifestation. Pray a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Lead the new believer to make a public profession of faith in Christ, and then teach him. Teaching others also, that they may go teach others, that they may go teach others. The ABCs. We're going to let them die at the time clock? That's a horrible feeling that day. No idea what to do. Die at the time clock. ABC, simple airway, simple breathing for the man could have made a difference. Let's take the ABCs of salvation and let's win them. Father in heaven, you won us. You saved us. You sent someone to win us. Lord, might we go and win others. Might we be prepared. Might we pray in the mornings before we leave our house that we look and see the need of others. Might we have gospel tracts in our purses, in our pockets. New Testaments, might we have your word hidden in our heart. Lord, might we make a difference. Lord, I pray this week that one of us would make a difference. And Lord, I pray that even next week we would hear somebody in here saying, you won't believe what happened this week. I said something and someone trusted Christ. Lord, help us to take the gospel. Your word is powerful. It worked in the New Testament. We've seen it work since then. 82,000 children led to the Lord because of one man. Lord, we can make a difference. We can win them. Help us to love you. Help us to love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming. Work on your lessons for next week. You're